Tripod Super Dogs, a celebration of three-legged dogs. Prinny. Tripod Super Dogs was inspired by photographer Sarah Loveland's own three-legged dog, Ruby. I'm Julie Hill. Saluki Prinny came to own a Deepti, having already lost her leg and gained her name.
So Princess came with the name Princess.
Yes.
Which we didn't choose. I'm not sure. She was a stray, so I'm not sure if the stray kennels picked it or if she came with that name on her microchip. But she was meant to be a two-week foster, so we didn't change her name. And then COVID happened and we agreed to keep her through the first lockdown. And then the first lockdown obviously continued. And then we'd had her months and months and we just thought, well, we can't really give her back. So, and she knows her name now because we've been calling her Princess for the last 7 months.
Oh, but it's less embarrassing to shout Prinny.
Yeah.
Oh, bless her. And as long as she's happy, that's great. So what breed or mix is she?
She is a Saluki Lurcher, according to her chip.
Yeah, wow. So that's a long-legged, speedy breed or you know, mix, isn't it? Known for, wow.
Yes, very lanky and long legs, yeah.
Yes, bless her. So, and how old is she?
She is five, she's just five.
Wow, so she's young as well. And now she had lost her leg by the time she came to you, hadn't she?
Yes, so she was in kennels by the time she was just over a year old. She was in the stray kennels for about 3 or 4 months all in all. So it's been amputated when she must have been quite young.
Yes, wow, yeah. Gosh. So we'll never know what, but...
No, we won't.
No. Wow. So how did that feel to you, taking on a dog with three legs? Now, we have to say at that point, you're a vet, aren't you?
Yeah, so that's why I've got her, sort of. Yeah, so I've never had a dog with three legs before her, to be fair. But my first job was the vet for the local cat and dog shelter. So they needed a foster home, so we agreed to foster her. And to be fair, I think even I'm quite surprised by how much she does. Like, she sprints around, she goes up and down stairs.
Wow.
You know, she does get more tired on very long walks, but...
Yeah.
Other than that, she's really not any bother with having three legs. It's not really much of a difference. And obviously, we're careful to not do too much with her. And we do a bit of physio every now and again and, you know, walk her on a harness, things like that. But really, she's absolutely fine.
Wow, that's wonderful. And then, of course, if people come to you and have to make the decision for their own dog about amputation or... You know, maybe if you talk to people about there's a three-legged dog I'm thinking of adopting,
yeah,
you can give them, like, you know, the reality of life with a three-legged dog, can't you?
Yeah, and then people, so I obviously put her on my social media quite a lot, and then some people I went to uni with have asked me if they can, you know, borrow the videos to show clients that might be thinking about having an amputation.
Wow.
Just to show them that they can do really, really well. They still sprint, you know, they sprint around full speed, they live a very full life. Just because I think if you're used to having your dog with four legs, often people really worry about what would happen if they do have an amputation. What is their quality of life going to be? What are they going to be able to do? And obviously that is individual. It does depend on your own specific animal.
Yeah.
But a lot of them do really, really well on three legs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember years ago, my dad had a border collie who actually was sort of bowled over by a car. And ended up with a leg in cast.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was walking, he would go, you could hear the cast hitting the floor and he'd go like, pitter-patter, clack, pitter-patter, clack. But when he ran, he just went, oh, stuff this. Held the leg out to the side and ran.
Yeah.
And so he could go, you know, perfectly well on three legs. And,
yeah.
So
more efficient.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. I think that's good to get that message out that three-legged dogs, they don't sort of go around, because when I do it myself, you see a three-legged dog, you meet a three-legged dog when you're out and about, and you kind of go, oh dear, straight away. And it is, that's the wrong response, really, isn't it? Because they're not, the dog isn't thinking, oh dear. They're just thinking, hey, yeah, great, let's get on with life, just like an ordinary dog, aren't they?
When people say that, I just say, don't feel sorry for her. She's honestly absolutely fine. Like, she's not, she's actually naughtier than our other one.
Oh dear. Yeah, oh that's lovely. But I mean you've just shown me you've got Deepti and your other dog Oliver cuddled up with you, and you said, oh, he's no problem. So that again, their natural character, their temperament isn't necessarily changed at all by the loss of a leg. It's just like, yeah, come on, let's get on with life. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I wouldn't personally, because she came to us with three legs, so don't know what she was like before. I don't know if maybe, you know, maybe at first they do take a little while to adapt, but once they have, they don't. I don't think they sort of think back. I don't think they look back.
Once
they've adapted to life on three legs.
Yeah. So you heard about her sort of through work, did you? That she was up for.
She came into work. Yeah, she came into work.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Lucky her. She fell on her feet there, all three of them.
Yeah, I think she did.
So obviously you've found it reasonably easy to adapt to having a three-legged dog.
Yes. I mean, I think the thing is we don't have any other really major commitments. It's just me and my partner, and we just had the one dog. So it wasn't really much to change. But no, it's not been any different than having a dog with four legs, I don't think, for us anyway.
Yeah, great. And you said, you know, sometimes you get the reaction of, oh, poor dog when you're out and about. But in general, is it as a positive reaction to her, you know? Or do people even notice?
Yeah, people always notice. People always ask. I mean, I can't really tell them because obviously we don't know what happened. So, but yeah, people do always notice. And she's quite a cute dog and she's got a bright pink collar. So they do tend to ask. It is positive, but they do always want to know what happened, and I don't know after that. So
I mean, I have to say, I'm always drawn to dogs anyway, and I'm awful for going over. Can I say hello to the dog? You know, respecting that whether the dog wants to say hello to me back, obviously. But yeah, I am. If it's a three-legged dog, or you know, one-eyed, or if I pick up on the fact they're blind or whatever, I'm definitely more likely to sort of, oh, can I just, you know, because I want to say to them, I love you, you know. It's an instinct, isn't it, in us, isn't it? Have you got any funny stories about it? And now I know that's a difficult question because immediately people are like, oh, and your mind goes blank. But do you have any funny stories about her?
She's just a character in general. You know, she's quite a determined little dog.
Yeah. Oh, and is she quite relaxed? I mean, do you have to do, because having said, let's talk about another myth then. Having said, she's a long-legged breed known for speed, you know, and all this. She's there cuddled up with you now, and they're both cuddled up on the sofa, and they're both sight-hands, aren't they?
Yeah.
So are you plagued all day long having to meet the, you know, the energy needs of these marathon-running dogs? Is that the truth?
Absolutely not.
No.
Princess is quite reactive, so we don't really... She plays in the garden. We take her to secure fields and we take her out with her doggy friends. She doesn't really get sort of walked around the block as such because she just very stressed and it's not productive. Yeah. So she will maybe play in the garden for about half an hour, 40 minutes in the evening. And Ollie goes on a couple of walks a day. And if they're not on a walk or eating, they're just in bed. That's literally all they do.
That sounds a good life. I can do that.
They just go from the sofa to the bed, back to the sofa.
But that's it, isn't it? They're sprinters. They're not marathon runners. They're sprinters. Yeah. And that burst of energy. And it's like, okay, yeah. Oh, I need a sofa now.
Yeah, they're very, very, very easy dogs, actually. And they don't like they don't like to go out in the rain. So we don't, you know. Just the dog walkers have rang me before to say Princess is refusing to leave the house in the rain. I'm like, all right, just leave her.
Oh, bless her. She is a princess. She's a diva. No, not no rain for me.
She is. I don't know who picked the name, but they weren't wrong.
Yes, yeah. She's also an ambassador, isn't she? You know, with all this people sharing her videos and she's on social media and she, yeah. Perhaps she should be Princess Leia, you know. I'm thinking that's where I've gone to. Oh dear. Is there anything that you'd like people to know about having a three-legged dog?
Yeah, I think it's not as, I think people have sort of the look on it like from a human point of view. Yeah. And I think if you're looking, obviously it does depend on the dog, and I would always say speak to your vet who knows your animal. But if you're having the amputation discussion, a lot of the time it's because something's going on with that leg and the animal is using it anyway. You know, they're not weight bearing on it and it's not comfortable. It's possibly a source of pain. So actually amputation removes that. It removes whatever's going on. And they haven't, if they haven't been walking on it for a while, like you say with your dad's dog, they stop putting it down. So actually they're already on three legs. They just have that extra limb that is a lot of the time actually just a source of discomfort.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, and again, important to say, it depends on the breed. But as we've seen, several of the dogs that the owners I've talked to, you know, they've been a high energy dog.
Yeah.
But they've managed perfectly well on three legs still to expend that energy, you know.
Yeah, and obviously it does. It really depends on your particular animal. It depends on, you know, what other health conditions they may or may not have. But, you know, veterinary medicine has come really far. We can manage pain. We can do a lot. And when it gets to the point that we can't, amputation is absolutely a viable option. It really is.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's an important message to get out. Because I can remember, again, years ago, my mum had a German Shepherd. And he had an injury in his leg, in his paw, and it was months and months and months on antibiotics and this, that and the other. Mm-hmm. And amputation was mentioned. And she was very strongly of the opinion that he would be better to be put to sleep than lose the leg. Mm-hmm. I was sort of campaigning for no, if necessary, let him lose the leg. It never came to that in the end. But I think, I think maybe there was, I mean, as you say, maybe it was true in the old days that having, you know, losing a leg or, you know, for whatever reason, we didn't manage the pain as well or whatever the reason was. Nowadays, as you say, it's really, really a viable option. If your vet is advising that or if you're looking at adopting a dog with three legs, it's not a huge problem, is it?
No, it's really not. Like, there's little, maybe some lifestyle changes, you know, maybe you have carpets instead of laminate flooring, you know, maybe you do just watch how much exercise you do with them and, you know, just sensible things. But I really don't, I mean, she's been hard at work because she's a bit naughty, but she's not in any way been hard at work because she's only got three legs. Like, that's not really.
Yes. Bless her. Oh, she's entitled to be naughty. I like it. I quite like a naughty dog, a dog with opinions, you know, a sense of humour. Yeah, I like that. Probably because it reminds me of myself, but there you go. That's another story. Is there anything else that you'd like to say, either about Prinny or three-legged dogs in general?
No, I don't think so. I think just that really, really is... If you've been offered it as an option, it is viable. It is a good option.
Yeah.
You know, if they've done something that can't be fixed to the leg, or if there is, you know, something going on, it can extend their quality of life, and it can, you know, it really can.
It is all about quality of life. And to see Sarah Loveland's portraits of Prinny and all the Tripod Superdogs enjoying a wonderful quality of life, go to sarahloveland.com. And look out for the hashtag TripodSuperdogs on social media. Hear more from Julie at dogcastradio.com. Tripod Superdogs, a celebration of three-legged dogs.